Hello and welcome. You are now listening to the Child Development Chronicles, a podcast run by Professor Anselmi at Trinity College that answers questions that parents might have about their child's development. The characters in the podcast are fictional, but all the information provided is based on extensive research completed by Trinity College students in the Child Development 295 class. This specific session will cover the topic of independent strategies for children with Down syndrome.
Hello, everybody. My name is Miss B, and I'm a kindergarten teacher with a specialization in Down syndrome. I have three guests with me today, Ms. R and Ms. K, who each have children entering my kindergarten class. Their kids are at two different places on the Down syndrome spectrum, and we also have Dr. A with us, who's an expert in developmental disabilities. Ladies, thank you for joining me. Would you like to each introduce yourselves?
Yes, hi everyone. I'm Ms. R. It's so nice to be here.
Hey y'all, my name is Ms. K. I'm glad I can join in.
Hi, I'm Dr. A, and it's great to be here.
I'm glad you're all here. Let's talk about the different challenges you face with your children's variation of Down syndrome.
My son's name is Christian. He's beginning to be able to form a few complex sentences when talking, but it still takes a while for his thoughts to form. He's also delayed in his motor development. His ability to grab objects hasn't been fully developed yet. These delays in development can be challenging because many people assume that Christian isn't capable because of his speech difficulty. Also, he can't be as independent as he wishes to be because he can't play completely alone due to him not being able to manipulate many of his toys without help.
Thank you for telling us a little bit about your son. I know your situation is different, Ms. K. Would you please share?
Of course. My daughter's name is Rosie, and she requires substantial support throughout her day. We are constantly working on communication and walking. We're very proud that she has developed a few simple words such as mom, dad, food, and play. We visit a speech pathologist regularly, and that seems to help. Rosie's walking is fairly wobbly because of the lack of motor development she's facing. Right now, we're considering the option of ankle braces to help stabilize her more when she tries to walk. Currently, she needs either a child-safe walker or another person to support her and keep her balance steady.
Thank you for sharing with us.
I'd like to add that it's important to recognize, when discussing matters of children with Down syndrome, that there are different levels of ability, as you two have shown in describing your children. Down syndrome cannot be narrowed down to just one category. It is a wide range of symptoms that can be displayed in various ways in many children.
Yes, thank you, Dr. A. I agree. Being in the school setting and seeing multiple students come through my classroom, I can confirm that children differ, and it is important to focus on each individual child's strengths and challenges in relationship to their personalities as well. So now that we have some background on each of your children, I'd like to know if either of you have any questions for me about your children coming to school or about Down syndrome in general.
I'm curious as to any advice you may have with how I can help my child make friends and be more independent.
Yes, Christian sometimes has difficulty controlling his reactions in upsetting situations, and I'm not sure how that will impact his peer relationships.
Same for Rosie. I'm worried that some of her reactions will make kids not want to be her friend. How would we go about educating their classmates about Down syndrome?
Plus, how much will five-year-olds entering kindergarten understand about this? How much needs to be shared? Do we let their classmates' parents know?
These are some great questions. We can spend some time talking about possible answers. I'll lead with things that I know and suggestions that I have, but please feel free to chime in with any comments and ideas or other questions you both have, moms and Dr. A.
Both of you expressed a concern about how your child may react in the classroom as well as how their peers might respond to them. I think that this is a very valid concern that is common among parents. Something I would suggest is to try to create a relationship with your child's teacher, Miss B, and let her know of your concerns in order for her to keep a special eye out for the things you've mentioned. A good way to do this is being especially proactive in your child's placement and planning team meetings. You can discuss and reevaluate the appropriateness and progress of your child's current goals in their IEP, or Individualized Education Plan. That way, teachers, administrators, other family members, and yourself are clear on how you can constantly practice working towards your child's goals.
That would be great. It's important for me to hear all of my parents' concerns so I can teach and guide all of my students in the best way possible. Something I've done in the past with the students in my class is setting up a reward system to keep the students motivated to continue to learn and gain independence in doing certain activities. If you visit my classroom, you'll see a decorated reward chart on the back wall where students' names get pinned up and tasks are assigned. Each time a task is completed, students are rewarded, which gives them a reason to continue working hard. I think this could be a beneficial activity to do outside of the classroom as well.
That's a great suggestion, especially because Rosie has trouble expressing when she doesn't want to do a task, and we try and work on it. I think by giving her rewards for pushing herself to do it will keep her happy and engaged.
Yes, actually my family and I try to encourage Christian to do daily tasks that he sometimes can struggle with, by breaking them down into smaller steps for him to see that he is capable of doing each of the smaller things.
Yes, that's a really positive way to help your children understand that the assignment may not be as overwhelming as it first appears.
Miss B, how can I ensure Rosie is enjoying school and interacting with her peers?
Well, in school, I always try to integrate students and encourage the general education students to include the students with disabilities. From my experience, I've seen fantastic relationships among many of the students. Something I can do to help is sending you an email daily about how your children are doing in class and who they seem to mesh well with. This way, you can try to set up playdates outside of school. It's important to integrate the students and educate peers about disability to facilitate cooperation, collaboration, and acceptance.
I think that this is a wonderful idea. Choosing a student who exemplifies positive characteristics can act as a sort of friendship coach to your children, which can really help them learn and thrive in social situations. This can also help your children expand their friend groups. I also want to go back to the concern I believe Ms. K mentioned about educating peers on the differences, but also similarities between themselves and their friends. There are a number of picture books that can be used to help students understand more about students with disabilities. It is very important for peers to have knowledge so that children with Down syndrome feel accepted and understood, and this can also prevent things like bullying. Miss B, I would really recommend taking some time to maybe read a story or teach a lesson about differences, but also resemblances between all students. Don't forget, parents, even you can play an active role by coming to the class for a show-and-tell type scenario where you read the story and possibly bring a snack and make the class excited to accept and learn about their peers' individuality.
That's a good idea. Parents can come in and talk about certain things that each child may be good at or some things that they may need more assistance with, then discuss how some friends have specific things that they need more help with every day. This is a great way to get the children talking about their own lives while informing them about your children's challenges.
Oh, that would be a great idea. It would be nice to see how Christian interacts with other students.
I agree. I would love to be a part of it.
The class would love to have you both, and I'm sure it would really make your children light up. This is all the time we have for today. Thank you, Ms. K, Ms. R, and Dr. A for joining us today and offering such great questions and responses. I'm sure parents tuning in will really appreciate it. Thanks again, ladies, and thank you to all of our viewers for tuning in.